I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. It was 2 months ago that ethnic tensions in the western Chinese city of Urumqi erupted in violence. Muslim, Uyghurs, and Han Chinese have been increasingly bitter and violent rivals in China's Xinjiang region. The riots in July left nearly 200 people dead. Now those same tensions are nearing the boiling point again. Demonstrators are calling for the resignation of the local Communist Party secretary, Wang Lichuan. But the World's Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing says Wang is too important for the Chinese government to let go.
He is the head of Xinjiang region, but he's also a member of the 25-person Politburo, the top ruling circle in China. So when crowds are calling for his resignation or for him to be sacked, that's really demanding something that the Communist Party is not willing to entertain at all. They don't want people to think they can take to the streets and demand leadership changes, because who knows where that might lead.
And how unprecedented are demands like these in China?
It doesn't happen very often, not like this. But Xinjiang is a special place. A lot of Han Chinese were encouraged by the government to move out there to sort of settle the Wild West. Some of them moved with a military-linked group called the Production and Construction Corps, and some of them have been there for generations. So they feel like the government should be on their side. The reason that these demonstrations started this past week was that there had been rumors and reports going around that people had been attacked by Uyghurs with syringes. And there were hundreds of people who said, about 500 people who said they'd been attacked this way. The hospital confirmed a smaller number. But Han Chinese took to the streets and said, we want the government to crack down harder. We want them to do more against the Uyghurs. And the government's response has been always to Han Chinese when they take to the streets in Urumqi, look, we know you're concerned. We're on your side. We're going to find the people who were responsible for the riots in July, and we'll take care of you. But please don't take to the streets anymore.
Right. We'll get to those alleged stabbings by syringes in just a minute. First of all, though, just to clarify, I mean, because this is kind of complicated for outsiders, the Han Chinese, the majority Han Chinese ethnic group, want the government to crack down harder on the Turkic Uyghur minority. But why are the Uyghurs so mad?
The Uyghurs were the majority in Xinjiang not that long ago. Xinjiang is actually called the Uyghur Autonomous Region. But what's happened in recent decades is millions of Han Chinese have moved in. And while Uyghurs are still more or less the majority in the region as a whole, in Urumqi, Han Chinese are the majority. Uyghurs are angry because they feel that the Han Chinese have taken their land, they're exploiting their resources, and they don't give them jobs. And not only that, they look down on them. They think that they're kind of backward and dangerous, and they're losing not only economically, but they're also losing their culture.
So back to this alleged spate of stabbings with syringes, with hundreds of cases reported, but there is uncertainty if this is even for real, and the numbers from hospital officials do seem to call into question how widespread this phenomenon is. What is going on?
Well, over the last 2 weeks or so, there have been more than 500 reports from individuals that they had been stabbed by people with syringes, and usually the perpetrators are said to be Uyghurs. There's a lot of concern from Han Chinese about this because Xinjiang has the highest level of HIV of any region or province in China. There are a lot of drug users in Xinjiang, most of them Uyghurs. So if someone's going around stabbing you with a syringe, you worry that it might be contaminated with HIV.
And if those needles are infected with something, HIV or something else, the hospitals might not know it, the patients might not know it until many months down the road.
Certainly, yeah. It takes up to 6 months for HIV to show up in a test. So for the military hospital to say, hey, everything's okay, you're not infected, we don't see any signs that you're infected, it's cold comfort at this point. People don't really know whether they're infected.
So where is all this heading? I mean, how troubling is it for the central government at this point?
It's got to be very troubling. I mean, we're only 3 weeks away from the anniversary celebrations of the 60th anniversary of the founding of the People's Republic of China. There's stepped up security everywhere. There's an increasing crackdown on the internet and on media, and the government really wants to control this period. And then suddenly this blows up in their face.
The World's Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing. Thank you.
Thank you, Marco.